The following shiur has been presented by Harav Gershon Bess, Rav of Congregation Kehilas Yaakov of Los Angeles, California, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Today's shiur has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Reuven Shanik of Lakewood, New Jersey, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rachel Bas Yaakov Alea HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
Shubat Zavdalid, the Gemara tells us the Braisa that Nebuch, in case a father or a mother is nifter before the chuppah, so it says, Machnisim is a meis l'cheder, that's a chosim, that's a kal l'chuppah. Uboil b'yos nifter v'yis, so it says there's a heter for the chosim and kal to be together one time. And then there's a hanaga of Shiris Mei Mishnah and Shiris Mei Avelis. And during those Yimei Avelis, even though the Chasm and the Kala had been together one time already, nevertheless, there's an Easter of Yichud, and it says, Hu Yashin Ben HaNashim, Vehin Yishem Ben HaNashim. The Gemara tells us that when a husband and a wife, normally as far as Tochus Nida is concerned, once the husband and wife have been together one time, there's no more Easter of Yichud, and they're allowed to be together in the same room at night without any shamrim. The Gemara questions that seemingly Avelus seems to be more chomer than Hilchus Nida, because by Avelus, even though the Chasam and the Kalas were together one time, nevertheless, there's still an Isur of Yichud, and it says, Hu Yashin ben Anoshim, the Yishin ben Anoshim. The Gemara wants to say various chalukim, and the Gemara on Gaon and Mabeis, the Gemara brings a raya, that there's no difference whether she's the one who's an Avela or he's the one who's an Oval. In either case, the halacha is that seemingly there wouldn't be any Yichud. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, Nisha Meis Chami Vaychamaisai, if the father of one's father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, in other words, that the Isha, his wife is an Avela, any Yachalacha Vesishtai, Lias Kachelis, Lias Paketis, since she's an Avela, you can't force her to put on tachshitim and makeup. Ella kaifah mitasa v'negim avelus. You're kaifah your mita, just like she's kaifah her mita. In other words, it was man chazal that when they got an oval was a clear and fierce hamita, had to turn the bed upside down and sleep on it in that manner. Nowadays we're not made fierce hamita. And it says, v'chein hi, she makes chomiyari chomiyza. If her father-in-law or mother-in-law died, meaning the parents of the chasim, of the husband's eye, and he's in love. It says the same Allah, she's not allowed to put on her makeup, and also, she's mechuyev also in Kriyas Hamita. And it says, so you see, Sabe Avelus Tidei, Sabe Avelus Tida. It says, Nehegis Imai, Kaitan Mitasa, Imitasa, and Nehegis Imai. So, Mechayev Imai means, Mechayev Imai Lab Imai Benita. Chared means that they're allowed to sleep together in the same room, and they don't need to have any shamrim. So the Gemara says, no, Imai is coming to tell us a different halacha. But Imai Babai is trying to tell us that when is there hanhaga of one, of a husband, to be married avelus when his wife is an avela, or when his wife is married avelus when the husband is an avela, that's only when it's Imai Babai is. Kiryamun Rafiya Rav Rafiya Brei. A Rav told Chia his son, Ba'apah Merig Avelusa, in front of your wife, when she's an Avela, then you should be Merig Avelus. The Rav Ba'apah Lysinik Avelusa, but in not in front of her, you don't have to be Merig Avelus. So actually, the Rav is really coming to teach us, when it says Imai, it's trying to tell us a limitation on when a husband or a wife have to be themselves be Merig Avelus, even though they themselves are not Avelan. That's only if it's ba'apah in front of her, but not in front of her, there wouldn't be this din of mir avelus. Agavulus and the Gemara we see that an avela is not allowed to put it on tashitin and makeup during shiva, even a married woman. Because it says here that when she's an avela, the husband can't ask her to put on makeup. Agavulus we also see this kasha, the shibud of the wife kasha, to be miskashet. If she's an Avela, the husband doesn't have the right to be Mechayiv her, to be Mamala that she would, because of the Isur of Avelus. So the Gemara really is referring to a Braisa in my cotton tafkofim beis. In my cotton tafkofim beis, the Gemara says, call ha'omer v'parshas kleinim shatayin mitame lohen. Any relative that it says in parshas kleinim that a kleinim is mitame. So too, although misabel aleim, so too that kind of a relative, another one could be misabel. The elohim, who are they? Ishtoi, never a person's wife. Of the imoy, a term. Of the lachaisa, a brother and a sister. Reivit, and a son and a daughter. Reivit aleim, of the lachaisa, had the sula me imoy. And they added on to that also, that not only if it's a relative from the mother's side, but if it's a relative from only from the father's side also. And also on the chos and the sua, even a married sister. Then it says, Ukishem Shem Misabel Aleim, just like a person has an obligation to be Misabel on them, Kach Misabel Ashmiyam Shemahem, Tibur Rebbe Kiva. So too, not only is a person Misabel Chalim if his father dies, but Ashmiyam Shemahem, if his father's father dies, also he has a fear, if his father then has a fear. And I didn't be Meri Gavelos, so he also has a fear to be Meri Gavelos. And so too, if his brother is sitting Shiva, so then the son of that brother also is considered, if the son of the brother rather is sitting Shiva, that also would be Machayed the person to sit Shiva. And Shem Menaloza says that that's the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. He says that not all Shmiyim, all relatives like Shmiyim, is one obligated to be Misabel Aleihem. In other words, a cousin wouldn't be Misabel on a cousin, even though they're Shani B'Shani. But on a grandparent, for a grandparent, then, or a grandson, that there would be Avelus. The Chachamim say, Kol Shem Misabel Olav Misabel Imai. If a person would be nifter, there would be a fear to be misabel on that person. So too, when that person is sitting Shiva, also one has a fear to be misabel with them. So therefore, if a father is sitting Shiva, so then as soon as Khalil, if a father dies, one would have to be misabel. So too, when the father is sitting Shiva, one has to sit Shiva with the father. And so too, if a brother is sitting Shiva, a brother lost a son, since if a brother was nifter, one would have to sit Shiva on the brother. One has to sit Shiva also when the brother himself is sitting Shiva. And that the Gemara is Kasha, then that sounds like the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who says that even on a relative's relative, one has to sit Shiva. So Gemara says, no, the chilik is, kiho, the omle rab lachi abrei, like our Gemara said, chen omle ravunu omle rab abrei, ba'apo amrei gabi lusa. This din, that if a karun is sitting Shiva, who that Karev, if he was nifty, you would have to use Miss Abel on that Karev. That's all talking about in a case where you're in front of them, Ba'apa. But Shavu'beloy Apa loy sinig avilusa. But not in front of them, one doesn't have to be Negavelus. So Kipshutai, what is the machlekes then between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Rabbi Kiva holds that not only is the person Mukhir Misabel on a relative that's so close like a parent, but even a grandparent one has to be Misabel on. So the fear of Avelus is the fear of Misad, the fact that I'm a Karuv to the grandfather, or I'm a Karuv to the grandson, or I'm a Karuv to the cousin. That's why I'm Mukhir to Sit Shiva. Mashenkin the Chachamim hold no. The only one that one is Mukhir to be Sit Shiva is on those cravings, the Shiva cravings. With the small additions that we added, even if they're married, etc., there's a fear of Avelus. This fear of Avelus is only when you're in front of that person who's sitting Shiva, that's when there's a fear of Avelus. Hashenken, if you're not there, then you're not Mukhuyiv in Avelus. The Gemara's Lashon uses the Lashon Ba'apo Nehei Gabi Lusa. Places that declares, what is the touch of Ba'apa, that Ba'apa means Hafka Dafka Mamas in front of her, and the Mamas in front of the Ovo, in the same room as the Ovo, and that's when you have to be Naivdi Dina Avelus? Or does it mean B'chol HaBayis, that if you're in the house, when somebody one of the yeshiva kredim is sitting shiva. So then when you're in the house, you also have to be laid the dine avelus. And as the Rishonim say, it means taka all the dine avelus mamas. First has to be laid all the dine avelus, chalitza samimo, taking off the shoes, everything one is required to do when they're imay b'bayis. The Ritva in Suda says, the loss in taka is taka mashna, that the chiyuv is not the taka b'hapa, which is mashna, mamas there in the house. But he says it's mistaver that the issue is kozman, one is in the same city. If one is in the same city, even one is not in the house, also one is a chiyuv to be noyig avelus. In the tour, in Siman Shinayin Dalet, when he brings down this halacha, he brings from the same Ramban, even though the Rosh himself uses the lashon taka of the bayis, when he brings down the sheet of the Ramban, it's mashma that he's learning up, the damage that not only the bayis, but even the whole year, one has to be noyig avelus, because when the person is in the same city as the person who's sitting noble, noble hears about what's happening with that relative, and therefore one would have to be noyig avelus. Now, shame came when the person is in his own house, when it comes to Dvarim Shebitzila, that the person would be mutter to he would not be obligated to be noyig avelus in that case. So that's the din that the Gemara is telling us, the Bang Gemara in Tzuvos on the Talmud base and the Gemara in Mekubin, Tzuvos from the base. That when a person has a karev, on that karev there would be a chiyuv to be misabel. If chalila that karev was nifter, so too when that karev sits shiva, then the person has an obligation to be misabel imay, to be misabel with him. The Rishonim say that there's my name, the Rishonim say, we're not noyig this chumra. That when a person who's one of the shiva kregim is sitting shiva, that we also are noyig called dini avelus. We're not made like that, and the Rishonim give a reason why. Because the chiyuv of this chiyuv of avelus is a chiyuv because of the covet of the karev. And since this karev is sitting shiva, house covet for the karev, we should also act in the same manner and also be made in avelus. Since it's only because of the covet of the avelim, therefore it's ungenomen that the avelim are meichel. And therefore, since the avelim are meichel and they're covered, therefore we don't have an obligation to be noyig shiva when one of our shiva kreivim themselves are sitting shiva. That's the way the Rosh passes, and the Rishesha brings down taka the sheet of the Rosh like this, and he brings down the Ramban says that also, and other Rishesha he brings. Not only that, he's Messiahim, the Mishin is Abel, Eine Elamin Amachmir, a person who taka would be the noyig avelus when he himself is not a novel, but just one of his shiva klaytim. Is a novel is ein elamid amatmir. Shaka shikul sarachir in the mechaber in Shin Ayin Dalim. He brings down this halacha. He brings down just the lashon of the gemara itself in Shin Ayin Dalim of Sif Vav. He gives the demon that is called Hamis Abel Olav Mis Abel Aleihem. He brings down the entire din of the Gemara, but he doesn't at all, it's not Malamed at all, that the minig is not to do it. However, the Ramah does say, the Yesh Elmin, there is a Noigim Lahakal Bavelos Yesh Almatilim, Misabel Imay. That nowadays the minig is taka to the Mako, and not to be Misabel with Shiva Kravim when they're sitting Shiva. The Chain Noigim Idna, Shalom Misabel Klau Imam Misabel. It's not our meaning to be noyig avelus at all with the mislablin. Cholamachrib is that ain elamid amachmir, and anyone who would be machmir is considered for doing something that's very tamua, something to wonder about. Yishachar explains that Ramah himself asks later that if a person feels very close to somebody, so that even though he's not mechitzi noyig avelus, he wants to be machmir himself to be noyig avelus. He's forbidden to be machmir himself to be noyig avelus. So the Zayis, so why would he hear if he's misabel when a person, when one of the shiva kreivim is a shiva, is it something which is looked at so negatively? So the Shach says it's late. If a person, in fact, wants to be noyig, called dini avelus, that in the Kanami, a person can do that if he feels so close, he could be married kafir called dini avelus. But over here, to be married avelus just for apa, just in their presence, or in the presence in that city, and then when you go away, not to be married, that's considered have a kaleig avel. That's like ridiculing the avel. That here I do laid, here I'm laid avelus, here I'm not, and that's what the Ramon meant to say, that it's ena minam, ela minam atzir. However, the Ramon brings down that the word the minig, based on, the Ramon is based on the Trumas Hadeshim. The Trumas Hadeshim brings that the minig in Ostrach was that they were laid certain dinim of avelus on Krozim, on not on the grandparents and on the grandson, and actually even on the cousin, there were no certain dini avelus. What are the dini avelus that they were noyig at that time? They were noyig basically three dini. First of all, they were noyig avelus just through the first Motzei Shabbos, regardless of whether the avelus began on a Friday or on the Sunday prior. And noyig just through Shabbos. And they were noyig that they would change their place of their seats in the Beis Knesset. Also, they wouldn't wear a big day Shabbos. And the third is that they wouldn't do Rechitza B'chamin. They would only do Rechitza B'chamin. And the Bach is Meiser, and surely they wouldn't during that week go to a Sidus Bris, surely not a Sidus Nereus, even though there's a Machlekes, where the one is permitted, even a novel, to go to a Sidus Bris. But since we're Machmir like the Machmirin, the one that as soon as this one is not allowed to go to. So therefore, during this week, they should not be going to any Sudas Mereis or any Sudas Bris. The Pesachei Tshuva brings that this halacha, there's halacha that if somebody is nifter and the other himself is not aware that the person is nifter, it's not chal any dinia avelus on the other. And one is not obligated to tell the Avul that even that somebody from his family is nifter, that he should be neig avelus. He's not doing something wrong. By not being neig avelus, he's not aware that the family member was nifter. By a parent, this is different. Allah has a kaddish, but there is no fear to be moidia if somebody is not aware that he's an Avul to tell them. The Sechuba brings the Adne pause, that the same, that what happens if, let's say, there's an Avul who's not aware that he's an Avul, do I have a feel to be Noyeg Avelus? There's Din of Avelus, since the Avul himself is not being Noyeg Avelus. So the Adnei Pos says that since the Avul himself is not being Noyeg Avelus, and the whole reason to be Noyeg Avelus is well covered of the Avul, so therefore you also don't have a feel to be Noyeg this Avelus that was the living that the Rambam brings down from the Chachmei Ostrach. However, the Emes is very self-heal in Sadni Kos. The Gemara's Din Avelus was a Din Avelus because of the covet of the Avelim. And since it was for the covet of the Avelim, if the Avelim himself is not being made, then there's no death, there's no another covet for you to be made Avelus. Mashenkin, the minig of the Chachmei Ostrach was a different minig. Here the minig was, not because of, since one of Yeshiva craved him to sit Yeshiva. Because their minig was that even if a cousin is sitting Yeshiva, since he's a Kohen, that's you, that's Pasul Eidus, since a cousin can't be made to another cousin, they were knowing certain dini avelus, not only for the Shiva craving, but even for any relative that would be Pasul Eidus. So according to them, the shad is like in Rabbi Kiva Shita. They were being machmir and saying that I have a fear of avelus because he's considered a part of mine. He's a cousin, and he's a grandfather, and he's a grandson. That's why they're making avelus. If that's the fear, then it's your own eganathia. It's not because of the covet of the mesh, but it's not your eganathia. There's another question about in this shaila of when you know the avelus, is this avelus tafid noyig dafka ba'apa in front of them, or even shaloi ba'apa not in front of them? Kipshuta, one would say that the chayra, this is totally in this shayla. If the reason why you're being noyig avelus is out covered of the chayim of the Mishabrim, that's only night Ba'apa. But the Chachmei Ostrach, the Pshuta, they were holding that you have a fear of the Yoshi Tzad that they're a Karev. If the fear is because it's a Karev of yours that is Mishter, that your Pasol Eibis too, then the Pshuta should be night, he will shalei the Karev. However, since this is a Shaila in the Pesim, Maisha, the Yogi is to be Mako, and only to be Machmer, those that are Machmer, only Machmer Ba'apa, in front in that city, but not if they're in a different city. Halacha l'maisa, are we knowing like this Chachmei Ostrach that we would be mafir not to go to Suda of a Chassan or a Shevapachas or the Gris during the week that at a Korot is sitting Shiva is not very clear. What we do find brought in the Sefer Zippur Sefer, shame of the daily Eretz Yisrael that are Pesach Tzvi Frank and Kinira Chazanish and Kinira Futsinski seems to bring down that nowadays the only time that a person would be made any type of avelus would only be for a grant when a parent is sitting shiva. Then if there's a parent, father or mother died, in that case for the parent is sitting shiva, then the child would be masmir and not do refit to b'chamin and also not go to Sura Sarayas or Sura Smitra that week, you know, through the Shabbos. Others say a little various different to look in, but in general it seems like it's not Nohu this Kumra, neither of the Gemara of the Covet of the Nation, nor the Minig of the Chachmei Ostrach, except when it comes to a parent or if a wife is an Avela on her parent, or a husband is an Avela on his parent, then the husband and the wife would be naive that Kumra of not to do the feast of Chamin and real hot water, not to take shower hot water, or not to go to this Simchos Reyes during that week.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.